Let's Face the Issues, 5 p.m. Monday through Friday by Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University of Jacksonville, Florida. Dr. Youngblood, a biblical scholar and conservative theologian, deals with a variety of social, political, and moral issues, yet all biblical issues from a central biblicist's point of view. This call-in question and answer broadcast will provide you, the listener, with answers to questions that others have avoided. Remember, God's Word, the Bible, gives us the answers to life's questions and issues. Some of the issues we will address, allowing you, the listener, to call in and ask and respond to, are as follows. The dangers of Islam in America and around the world. What about abortion? The sin of homosexuality. Jacksonville and other cities facing the debate over open bathroom laws. Is Jesus really God? Could Jesus sin? The Second Amendment and the Christian. What about the coming Antichrist? Will America face war with Russia? How does Israel fit into prophecy? What is the real mark of the beast, 666? And multitudes of issues and topics. You're invited to tune in every day, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. to listen to Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. This is Dr. Youngblood, and we will face the issues today. It is a delight of mine to have you join us by way of listener audience, by way of radio. Let me remind you, if you would like to communicate about anything we discussed today or ask questions or join in the dialogue or ask your questions that are not even discussed today, you can do so by dialing 904-401-1413. That's 401-1413. We invite your calls, your comments, your consideration of what is being discussed, and any questions that you might have related thereto. Before we start with some very serious news today that we need to cover, let me first of all invite you to worship with us this Sunday at First Conservative Baptist Church. We're located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Worship services are at 10:45 of the morning and 7 p.m. in the afternoon. We do have a 9:30 Sunday morning Bible study. Some call it Sunday school. Others call it Bible study. We just call it our Bible study hour, 9:30 till 10:30, and then 10:45, the morning worship. We would be delighted to have you as our very special guest. When we think about facing the issues, I believe that we have issues today that are, when we analyze them from the human perspective, are simply overwhelming. Issues that seem to have no resolution, seem to have no answer, seems to simply get darker and darker. But may I remind you that when we see these things taking place, the world is dark. And may I suggest it is getting darker, spiritually speaking, morally and ethically speaking. But the Scripture reminds us, when we see these things taking place, look up, lift up your heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. The next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church, the sudden seizure, the snatching away of the bride of Christ. You and I won't be here when a lot of the difficulties take place. It's called the days of the tribulation. But may I remind us, I believe as Christians we're going to face some very serious dark days of persecution before the church is raptured out. So we simply go to the Word of God and find that Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." So when we search for answers as to what we should do, we see in God's Word that Jesus himself said, "Thy word is truth." And he also said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8:31 and 32. May I remind us, we're seeking answers. We're seeking to get focused on what God would have us to do. And I don't know if I can make it any more direct than to simply say that if you're listening today and you've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, you know beyond a shadow of a doubt you're blood bought, Bible saved, born again, then God, through His Word, commands that we be salt and light. That means as salt we get out into the decaying society and try to preserve it. That means as light we shine on immoral, ungodly, unholy, demonic things that are taking place. So we need to be salt and light. It's not an optional thing for Christians. It is absolutely commanded by the Lord Jesus Christ. One of the things that is so sad as we come to the microphone today. It is very difficult even to focus on and discuss some of the issues because of the breadth and the depth of the horrors of it all. But the Islamic jihadist terrorists strike again. And may I say our hearts and our prayers go out to all of those families and friends that were so horribly affected by the terrorist attack in Nice, France. May I remind us that we need to pray for those families. You see, we might think, well, that's in France. It's not in America. We've had strikes on American soil. They've had two horrific attacks now in France, Paris, France, just a few months ago, and now in Nice, France. 54 people were slain, men, women, children, babies, and another 100 plus or minus, almost 100, that are seriously, severely injured. Many of them, according to the news articles that I'm reading, many of those that are severely injured may not even live, may not survive. Who are these terrorists? Just who are they? Are they just those that our administration, Barack Hussein Obama, and the other talking heads out of Washington, and the liberal left-wing media? Are these terrorists just simply radicals, lone wolves, as they like to call them? Or perhaps are they the mentally ill that somehow turned loose upon society? They make a decision to do a terrorist act. May I remind us that the politically correct thing to do today is to say, wow, that's a lone wolf. That's not a terrorist attack. May I remind us that the attack that just took place in Nice, France, has just been recognized as being a major al-Qaeda operative that the news wires just moments ago shared with the world. May I remind us that Barack Obama announced as a result of this in Nice, France, listen carefully, this is super important. Our president said that he was going to send 550 troops into Iraq. Well, I asked the question in a hypothetical pun fashion. What are these 550 troops going to do? Guard the 50 that are there for advisors? You know, we've got about 50 advisors. You got to have them, of course. And then you got to have 550 to protect the 50 advisors. God forbid that we go in and do what war demands, and that is to put enough boots on the ground to wipe the enemy off the face of the globe. Force of that type is all that the enemy will recognize. May I remind us, we are in a war. The war was not declared by America. The war was declared by the vicious, vile, wicked, evil, Islamic ideology. Now, I understand there's some that gets a little uptight when you talk about it as being a religious ideology. It's an ideology. It's not a full religion. Religion is juxtaposed and mixed into it. But let me just tuck this right in there. Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitful and wicked. Who can know it? The first thing that we need to recognize and understand is that the problem that we find is the wicked, evil heart of wicked, evil people that have made a decision to live like they were in the 6th century, some 1,500 years ago, that was carried out by Muhammad. Muhammad and his terrorist bands would maraud with the bands and would find the wagon trains and the people traveling and would kill every one of them and take all of their goods and split it up with his men. That was the mindset. And the approach that was taken by Muhammad then and the terrorists then is the same approach that's being taken today. And if you doubt what I'm saying, I would challenge you to do the research yourself. Who was Muhammad? How did he operate? What did he do? Was he a peaceful man? Absolutely not. He was a man of absolute total chaos and war. And we have those today that will read the Quran and believe that they need to mimic, to emulate, and to follow Muhammad in his footsteps. Unfortunately, these Islamic jihadists are on a global journey to bring about worldwide submission. They are serving their false god. That's with a little g, of the Islamic ideology, and that is the false god named Allah. Islam is not a religion. Let me tuck that in one more time. Islam is not a religion. It's an ideology. It's a way of life. It's a political, social system. It is spelled out in the Quran. 87% of the Quran has nothing to do whatsoever with religion. Let me just read a few of the surahs. Surah 2:191. And kill them, all non-believers, wherever you find them, kill them, such as the recompense of the non-Muslims. Surah 2:193. Fight until there is no more disbelief in Allah. Surah 2:216. Jihad, that is holy fighting in Allah's cause, is ordained for all Muslims. Surah 3:85. Whosoever seeketh a religion other than Islam, it will never be accepted. Surah 4:101. The non-Muslims are ever unto your open enemies. You see what the Quran is saying? The disbelievers, the non-Muslims, are ever unto you open enemies. Allah has prepared a humiliation, torture, and torment for all disbelievers, all non-Muslims. Surah 4:102. Surah 8:55. The worst moving living creatures before Allah are those non-Muslims. Surah 9:5. Then kill the disbelievers, all non-Muslims, wherever you find them. Capture them, besiege them, lie in wait for them, each and every one, and ambush them. Surah 9:29. Fight against those who believe not in Allah and those Jews and Christians who acknowledge not the religion of Islam. I don't think I need to read anymore. This is straight from the Quran, right out of the Quran, right out of their wicked, evil, demonic book that some refer to as the holy book of Islam. It is not holy. It is unholy. It is ungodly. And may I remind us, the Islamic world today, now infiltrating the entire Western world via or by way of the refugees, Germany, France, the UK, literally all of Europe today, now facing the complete destruction of their political, social system and way of life. If you wonder what America will be like 5 years from now, if you wonder what our nation will look like and how we will be made up demographically 5 years from now, if you wonder what kind of moral, ethical system we'll have 5 years from now, if you wonder what kind of stability we'll have 5 years from now, all you need to do is look at Europe. What have they done in Europe? Europe has embraced open borders. They've allowed non-assimilation of the Muslims as they come in. They provided food and clothing and shelter and housing and medical care for all those coming into Europe to destroy Europe from within. We have the same thing today in America. Thank you, Barack Hussein Obama. Thank you for your pen and your cell phone that's allowed you to single-handedly destroy the free republic, the constitutional capitalistic system that we call the United States of America. What's taking place today in Germany is absolutely frightening, frightening. Here's an article that just came over the wire today. Facebook helping Germany crack down on anti-Islamic speech. German police conducted a pre-dawn raid on about 60 homes. Listen, this is happening in Germany. Germany is using Facebook as a tool, as a weapon to prevent free speech for the citizens of Germany to call out to its leadership and to cry out to the leadership with what's happening. German police conducted a pre-dawn raid on about 60 homes this week, rounding up residents accused of posting xenophobic, racist and other right-wing extremist content to a private Facebook group in violation of Germany's law against hate speech. The crackdown, while being touted by much of the media as targeting anti-Semitism, appears to be largely and solely focused on all that criticize and say anything critical of Islam and the hundreds of thousands of Muslim immigrants coming into Germany. The country's federal police agency said in a press release it was the first nationwide use of police force to combat hate speech on the internet. May I remind us, those things are wanting to be carried out in America. May I remind us, the left-wing, socialist, communist, extremist liberals in Washington are wanting to curtail your free speech and mine. If you want to join in this discussion, by the way, 401-1413, I urge you to call. Everyone that calls today, I will send you my free book, Is Islam Tolerant? 25 chapters of the most hair-raising, eye-opening information about Islam and the Quran that you'd ever dream possible. It will let you be enlightened as to what is happening in Europe. It will let you be enlightened as to where we're headed in America. It will cause you to have grave concern about our leadership in Washington and with the direction our nation is going in. I simply say very openly and candidly, we ought to every child of God, every believer, every Christian, everyone that's blood-bought, Bible-saved, and born again, also all moral people, ethical people involved, we need to pray that God will deliver us from the wicked, evil track that we're on today. If we continue down the journey that we're going today, Christian persecution will be escalated dramatically. We'll find free speech will be dramatically foreclosed upon. Religious liberties will be taken away. We have things that are taking place today in Washington through the liberal, left-wing, socialist, communist movement in the House and the Senate that will do everything possible to quiet you and to quiet me from having the opportunity for the freedom of speech and the religious liberties that God has so blessed America with. May I remind us, the insanity that we see taking place at the hands of Merkel in Germany is on a fast track for America. May I remind us that what they're doing through Facebook is to literally, by police power, come against their own people in defense of and support of the Islamic terrorist. There's an article that just before going on the air, I had just printed out. It's from Fox News. It's an article that I can't read at all on the air because it becomes so very, very rough in language. French lawmakers told that the Paris nightclub terrorist tortured and disemboweled its victims. A French government committee has heard testimony suppressed by the French government at the time and not published until this week that the killers in the nightclub tortured their victims on the second floor of the club. The police chief witnessed in Parliament that was a witness in Parliament said that an investigating officer, tears streaming down his face, rushed out of the club and vomited in front of him just after seeing the disfigured bodies. According to their testimony, Islamic killers apparently gouged out eyes, and then it goes on into the grotesque physical damage done to the dead bodies of those that were murdered by the jihadists in the nightclub. And yet we have Barack Hussein Obama and some of the bleeding heart liberals in Washington that's concerned about waterboarding the enemy to find out where they're going to strike next and what they're going to do to us. Hey, listen, I believe that we need to honor God and love the Lord Jesus Christ and be submitted and surrendered to the Lordship of Christ in our lives. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're at war. Our nation has been put into a position that war has been declared upon us. And if you had information, or if you knew that someone had information that could protect your family from being slaughtered and destroyed, would you have any qualms about the approach that's used to force that individual to give the information that would preserve and protect your family? God forbid that we continue the approach that we're taking today with our military men, the rules of engagement with their hands tied behind their backs. They've almost got to have mortar firing and one leg shot off and the other and an arm shot off before they can fire back, even on the in the fields of engagement in Iraq and other places around the globe. May I remind us, it is sad to see the declension that has taken place in America. There's still hope, and the hope is that we as believers will be salt and light, that we will become involved in the social, economic, political, spiritual, religious system in America. God never called you, God never instructed me to be isolated from the world. We're in the world, we're not of the world, but we're to effectuate change in this wicked, evil world, and we're to be salt and light in order to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, America is now engaged on much of the same thing that's taking place in Europe and in France, with the French government covering up the reality of the gruesome, grotesque manner in which those bodies were mutilated after they were slain at the nightclub there in Paris. May I remind us, if we elect the socialist communist leadership that's running against the conservative person, Donald Trump, if we elect the opposing party, we're asking for the same thing in America that we're seeing in all of Europe today. May I remind us, recently Bridget Gabriel, I don't know if you're familiar with her organization, it's called Act for America. Her family was destroyed in Lebanon years ago as a result of the jihadists there. And there's a newsletter that I received today. The article said, the high stakes of jihad. Bridget Gabriel speaking. Another day and another deadly terrorist attack at the hands of the jihadists. At least 84 dead and more than 100 injured in France Thursday night. And I am sick and tired of being sick and tired of what is taking place. Enough is enough, she said. I'm quoting from Bridget Gabriel of Acts for America. We cannot simply wish our problems away, and being a nice guy in the war will not work. The war of jihad is among us, and we must put down the politically correct baton if we want to survive in this disastrous reality. Here's where I'm headed. Our enemies are driving trucks through crowds and mowing down innocent lives, while the Obama administration worries about gun control, and climate change. I wish I were making this up, but I'm not. Here's what she summarizes with. When we fail to recognize what our problems truly are, that ignores and the blatantly disregard the reality is deadly. When the ideology of the enemy is ignored, we get Nice, France. When the ideology of the enemy is ignored, we get Orlando. When the ideology of the enemy is ignored, we get Boston. When the ideology of the enemy is ignored, we get Fort Hood. When the ideology of the enemy is ignored, we get Paris. When the ideology of our enemy is ignored, we get San Bernardino. May I remind us, it's not going away. It will not do anything but escalate in your front yard, backyard, our city, and cities across America, unless we wake up and realize that we're truly in a war. I am thankful to report Florida has just passed the bill, announces complete ban on Sharia law. Florida's fighting back against the push to institute Sharia law in the United States. Islamics, who do not believe that they are fighting the battle of Armageddon, as many ISIS men believe, know that when the dust settles, somebody will be in charge. The hope of ISIS and the Islamic jihadists is that it will be them and that they will rule the world with Islamic law. I was thankful to see Senate Bill 386 in the Florida Senate has been passed. It prevents any law. It's called ALAC in many states that it's passed in. ALAC, American Laws for American Courts. It prevents Sharia law. And I shared an article or two and had a major discussion on our broadcast just a couple of days ago talking about Sharia law and what it is. Sharia law simply means the law that is the law of the land for Islam. It is talking about what the Quran says becomes their law book. Understand, again, may I remind us, the Quran is not about religion. The Quran is an ideology. The Quran presents an ideology for lifestyle. What a person to do, where he's to go, how he's to live, who he's to kill, and he must dominate all other peoples of all of the nations around the globe. What is Sharia law? There's no freedom of religion. There's no freedom of speech. There's no freedom of thought. There's no freedom of artistic expression. There's no freedom of the press. There's no equality of the people. Non-Muslims are considered as not being equal with Muslims. There's no equal protection under Sharia law, different classes of people. There's no equal rights for women. Women can be beaten at the behest and the desire of their husbands. A non-Muslim cannot bear arms. There's no democracy, since democracy means that a non-Muslim is not as equal to a Muslim. The Constitution is man-made. It's a document that is to be ignored because it does not submit to Sharia law. Non-Muslims are third-class citizens. All governments must eventually be ruled by Sharia law. May I remind us, we're facing a dangerous enemy. But Obama says when this takes place, with any shooting takes place, whether it be by the left-wing Marxist group that's called Black Lives Matter, or whether it is in places where jihadists come in, and he calls it workplace violence, the main thing that Barack Hussein Obama wants to do and is on his agenda to try to accomplish before he leaves office, January of 2017, he's wanting to disarm America. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you from historic record around the globe, if you find a tin-horn dictator that will disarm its people, will do the educational process for the people and water down the educational process so it's simply mush in the brains of those kids graduating, and if the government controls the food and health care, you have a tin-horn dictator, and that's what the approach has been for the past several years in the United States of America. We need to be very, very careful of where we're going. By the way, I was delighted to hear Newt Gingrich's statement. In fact, Newt Gingrich made a statement that wonderful, and yet it's already been admonished against by Barack Obama publicly. Newt Gingrich calls for the deportation of those who believe in Sharia law. Let me read you a blurb or two from the article. Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House, talked about Donald Trump's talked about being picked as Donald Trump's vice president slot, said on Fox News while discussing the Nice, France terrorist attack that the United States ought to implement a testing system to root out Sharia-compliant Muslims and deport them all. On the Hannity show, Gingrich said the country should frankly test every person here who is a Muslim in background. And if they believe in Sharia law, they should be deported. Sharia law is incompatible with Western civilization. And he is exactly 1,000% correct. I've said for years and years and years, in lecturing on Islam, warning about Islam, writing and researching on Islam, may I remind us, there's no such thing as a moderate or radicalized Muslim. Listen carefully. If you're a child of God, if you're a Christian, would you say you're a radical Christian, or you're a Christian, or you're partially Christian, or you're a moderate Christian? No such thing. You're either Christian or you're not. A Muslim is either Muslim or he's not. The Muslims have declared war on the West. We see the increase in terrorist attack. Such things as radical Islam, if you want to understand about Islam, if you believe in Allah, if you pray to Allah, if you believe that Muhammad is to be followed, if you believe in the Quran, if you believe you should obey the Quran, then you're a fundamentalist Muslim, and you want to kill me or you if we disagree or do not submit. I pray that we will look up, lift up your heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. It's dark, but it's gloriously dark. Jesus Christ is going to snatch us out of this old world very, very soon. Thank you for joining in today. We look forward to our next broadcast where we'll meet on the air. And God bless you as you worship this Sunday.
Let's Face the Issues. 5 p.m. Monday through Friday by Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University of Jacksonville, Florida. Dr. Youngblood, a biblical scholar and conservative theologian, deals with a variety of social, political, and moral issues, yet all biblical issues from a central biblicist's point of view. This call-in question and answer broadcast will provide you, the listener, with answers to questions that others have avoided. Remember, God's Word, the Bible, gives us the answers to life's questions and issues. Some of the issues we will address, allowing you, the listener, to call in and ask and respond to, are as follows. The dangers of Islam in America and around the world. What about abortion? The sin of homosexuality. Jacksonville and other cities facing the debate over open bathroom laws. Is Jesus really God? Could Jesus sin? The Second Amendment and the Christian. What about the coming Antichrist? Will America face war with Russia? How does Israel fit into prophecy? What is the real mark of the beast, 666? And multitudes of issues and topics. You're invited to tune in every day, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. to listen to Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.